Ferguson, Missouri waits today for word from a grand jury as to whether or not police officer Darren Wilson will be indicted in the shooting death of Michael Brown. Today it remains unclear as to whether the panel is still working on its decision, and as the city waits, officials, protesters, and city leaders have all been preparing for the announcement in different ways. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
It's been more than 3 months since Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson killed Michael Brown. St. Louis Mayor Francis Lay says during much of that time, police commanders have been meeting with protest leaders to talk about how to handle the demonstrations, sure to follow the grand jury decision. Slay says they've come to terms on some rules of conduct.
If protesters are nonviolent, police will not be aggressive. But if some protesters turn violent or are threatening, police will respond to keep everyone safe.
Slay says protesters may also be allowed to occupy public spaces longer than previously tolerated. He says the goal is to keep people and property safe while demonstrators exercise their rights of free speech. On a stretch of West Florissant Avenue, most of the businesses that were looted or damaged in the aftermath of Brown's death last August still have boarded up windows. Buffy Blanchard works at a barbershop that her aunt owns.
I mean, we're just trying to wait it out and see what's going to happen.
Blanchard says they've had the boards taken off the shop's windows, but she says with the grand jury decision looming, people are afraid.
We have clients still to this day right now that have come in as of recently in the last week or two that said, we haven't been over here since August the 9th, since this all happened. And now something else may be getting ready to happen and they may stop coming again.
So the businesses here are taking merchandise out of the store at night and reinforcing their doors. And Blanchard already knows what she'll do when the grand jury decision is announced.
What am I going to do? Pray. That's all I can do.
There are a number of groups that have worked to provide safe spaces. Reverend Susan Sneed, an organizer with Metropolitan Congregations United, says some churches will offer sanctuary, primarily for demonstrators, while others will be a respite for people who live in protest areas.
If the community wants to come in at whatever time just for a place to pray, to feel safe, a lot of those churches will offer simple hospitality, some food to eat. If people feel like they need to spend the night, they can.
Hands up! Don't shoot!
Hands up!
Don't shoot!
Hands up!
Don't shoot!
There have been nightly demonstrations near the Ferguson Police Department. The familiar chant, Hands Up, Don't Shoot, has become a symbol of the Mike Brown protest. There have also been arrests this week of demonstrators who blocked traffic. Protesters say they will gather at the site of the police station when the grand jury decision comes. LaDonna Goforth says she won't be among them.
I don't know if I want to be around everything, you know, when this go off like that. You know what I'm saying?
So you think there's going to be trouble?
I really feel like it. I really feel like it. It's a lot of people angry. People angry. You know what I'm saying? People angry.
But there are many urging protesters to be calm, from residents here to Attorney General Eric Holder and even President Obama. Meantime, the FBI has sent nearly 100 additional agents to Ferguson to help law enforcement prepare for any problems that could arise. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, St. Louis.